You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Okay, you know, right now po, we are starting a brand new series and we entitled that Truth Be Told. And this is basically talks about the parables of Jesus, where you could find stories. In fact, parables are simple stories, if you may, that are used by Jesus himself in the Gospels to illustrate, okay, moral and spiritual lessons. Now, para po maintindihan natin, ginamit niya po yung itong sa Tagalog po, parabola, o tama ba? Parable, okay? Kasi po, if he's gonna speak on a kingdom base po, yung sa kaharian po ng Panginoon, hindi po natin maintindihan. God is too wise, he's too brilliant for us to understand everything that he's saying. Kaya po, binaba niya po sa level natin for us to understand in a way that is so fitting dito po sa buhay natin. Kaya ito po, for the next few weeks po, we'll be studying the parables of Jesus and umpisahan po natin ngayong araw na to. And let me just say this again also, ito pong parables, hindi po ito yung parang bedtime stories lang. Okay? Hindi po ito yung parang kwento na nonsense lang, yung parang kwentong barbero. Hindi po. Meron pong point si Jesus kung bakit niya po sinabi yung mga parables. Again, katulad na sinabi ko, hindi ito yung mga parang nonsense. Parang, recently, meron po ngayon na, yung alam niyo po yung apple, yung pen? Ah, apple, pen, di ba? So, may pineapple. Imagine, nonsense po ito, pero naka-view po na 62 million. In just a matter of few days, okay? Baka po fan kayo nito, I'm sorry, baka na-offend ko kayo. Pero totoo naman po talaga, parang sino po yung nakapanood sa inyo dito? Seryoso, yung totoo. Okay, umamin na, lahat po ng mga nakapanood nito. Okay, yung iba hindi nyo napanood to, meron pong ni-remix ng mga version. Iba po, talagang ginaya nila. You know, I was thinking about this, parang, grabe naman to, gumanong ganun lang, Apple Pen. Ah, tapos gumaganong, 62 million views. Pero hindi po ganito ang parables, okay? We're gonna speak the truth of the Word of God and we're gonna study God's Word. I'd like to ask every one of you to stand on your feet. Please open your Bible with me in the book of Luke, chapter 4, and we're gonna read from verse 4 to 10, okay? It says here, Luke chapter 8, verse 4, it says here, while a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on the rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So sa lahat po ng mga may tenga, makinig po tayo. Okay? Pakisabi po sa katabi mo, makinig ka. Yan. In verse 9, his disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables so that though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." Father, we thank you for your word. We just want to bless you. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us. Lord, even before we love you back, Lord. God, thank you, Lord God, for your mercy is new every morning. Thank you for bringing us all here just to listen and hear your very message, Lord God, for us, Lord. God, I pray that you would take away any distraction, that we will always, Lord God, just be in tune of what you are about to tell to us, Lord God, every single moment, Lord. We bless you, God. May you be glorified. May you increase, and I may decrease, Lord. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. You know, we're talking about sowing. We're talking about this parable about a farmer who sows seeds. And by the way, gusto ko pong tanungin sa atin dito, sino po sa inyo dito at somehow meron ka pong experience into farming? Into farming, okay. So, mangilan-ngilan po sa atin. Ako po, wala po akong ganung experience. Ganun po siguro talaga pag laking hasyenda ka. So, hindi. Joke lang po yun. Naka-experience po ako yung I think mga grade 4, grade 5 ako kasi kasama po sa ano ba subject 'yon? TLE, yun ba 'yon? Ano po, magtatanim po kami. So, you know, I still remember masarap po magtanim. But again, of course, hindi ko na naituloy 'yon after nung year na 'yon, hindi na kami nakapag-gardening, hindi na kami nakapagtanim. But you know, this talks about really sowing. Again, yung binasa po natin kanina, let me just say this. This parable, really, Jesus told this parable to separate, listen to this, to separate the shallow and the serious. Okay? And I believe that this parable still has the power to separate the serious and the shallow. Those who have genuine perspective about Christianity, and those who are shallow, those who take light of what Christianity is all about. At yun po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. And by the way, this parable, you could see this parable at the same time in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. This is one of the few parables na naulit po in other book of the gospel. And also, ito rin po yung isa sa mga parable na in-explain po ni Jesus kung ano ang ibig sabihin. Because some other parables, hindi niya po in-explain. Kaya nga po sabi niya ganun, those who have ears, let him hear. Okay? So I hope my prayer today is that God will open our spiritual ears, God will open our hearts to receive from him today. Now, we're gonna talk about what is really the, you know, what is the explanation, if you may. Ito pong parables na sinabi ni Jesus. Again, ulitin ko lang po, meron pong mga, may mga picture po. Una, some seed, again, the sower is God himself, okay? And then, of course, right now, tayo rin po ay sower. When we share the word of God, when we evangelize, when we speak forth God's word, then God is using us to be sower. At the same time, yung seed po is the word of God, is the Bible. That is why I'm very pushy somehow po to always bring your Bible, not just to bring your Bible, but read your Bible, because this is the seed, this is the word of God, and the soil is our hearts. Now, let me just say this. Everything that we're going to talk about today is really a matter of the heart. The soil. Anong klaseng soil po meron tayo? And we're going to talk about first yung path soil, okay? And then the other one would be the rocky soil. And then the next would be the thorny soil. Ito po yung matinik. And then the last one, we'll be talking about the good soil. First of all, I want to read in verse 11. It says here, this is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart so that they may not believe and be saved. So these people that Jesus was talking about in this parable are the people who are unwelcoming. They are not interested. Every time somebody will preach, every time, you know, a preacher would come up here and share the gospel, they would not just listen. They are not interested at all. They are unwelcoming. Why? Because these people are, you know, busy. They don't like to, you know, they don't like to, you know, be involved in anything. So ito po yung path soil. Ibig po sabihin, dumating po yung seed, pero all of a sudden, sabi pong ganon, the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart so that they may not believe simply because they are unwelcoming in the first place. Sa madaling salita po, listen to this, they are not prepared. These people, na path soil, these people are not prepared because of lack of preparation. Now, I'm going to explain this further for us to understand ito pong parable na to. You know, in terms of preparation, I hope that, you know, every time we read God's word, you know, we got to be prepared. We got to be, focused. Everything that we do, everything that we read in the Bible. You know, na-realize ko lang po, pagka nanonood po tayo ng sine, You know, if we're gonna watch a movie, you know, maybe some of us here, bago po tayo pumunta sa mall, nasa bahay pa lang po tayo, titignan na po natin kung anong oras yung sine. Okay? Then kapag ka nakita po natin yung oras ng sine, I will make sure I'm gonna be there, okay, before time so that I can go to the grocery store to buy snacks. Para po pagka manonood ako, meron akong kinakain. And then bago ako pumunta ng, pumasok sa loob ng sinehan, I'll make sure na magsi-CR muna ako, magko-comfort room muna ako kung magpapa, yung sa mga babae, magpapaganda muna, manonood na lang ng sine, nagpapaganda pa. Yung mga lalaki, iihe or whatever. Kasi, pagka pinanood na natin yung sine, wala nang commercial yan. Nakapanood na po ba kayo ng sine na may commercial? Wala. Sa India, meron pong ganon. May commercial sa gitna. Okay? Pero tayo, sobrang prepared tayo. And thinking about that, what about us going to church? Are we prepared? You know, when we go out of our house, you know, as if like, you know, makalimutan ko na lahat, wag lang yung Bible ko. Because right now, I'm gonna study God's Word, I'm gonna read God's Word. You know, hindi ako malilate. Hindi ko i-reason out kasi ang daming parking, ang daming, ano, alam mo yun, ang hirap ng pila. You know, hindi ako makapasok. You know, these are the people who are not prepared. In fact, our heart is not prepared. These people, the heart of these people are not prepared. You know, when they come into the service, you know, what they would think is that, anong oras kaya matatapos tong preacher na to? Gusto ko na lumabas, gusto ko nang gawin yung gusto ko, at gusto ko nang kumain, nagugutom na ako. Or, maybe there are people who is here, but yet, someone is preaching, but yet your mind, your attention is not really here. You are thinking about something else. Lumilipad. Simply because you're not prepared. These are the rocky soil. You know, they are not prepared to receive God's word. That is why the devil comes right there and take away. Kinuha po yung salita ng Panginoon. Why? Because they're not interested anyway. And you know, this is because of lack of preparation. They are not interested. They are, you know, not welcoming. And then, he went on saying, in verse 13, those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy. When they hear it, but they have no root, they believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. Now, these people, ito naman po yung seed na nahulog dun sa rocky place. Okay? Rocky soil, if you may. Now, these are the people at once receive the word. They are very excited. You know, when they come into church, as if like they are so emotional, they worship Jesus. Alam mo, naiiyak pa po tayo. As in talagang, yung kinakabugpa po natin yung puso natin. Grabe, Lord, touch ako sa worship. Then the word was so inspiring. Then, you know, the ambience is so good. But then, when we go home, we are confronted with all the bills, all the payables. Then all of a sudden, the joy was gone. We are so excited. As if like, you know, kapag po nandito po tayo, you know, ito po talagang enthusiastic. You know, I remember a story. I don't know if this is true. Meron daw pong engaged to be married 1 week before ng kasal nila. Yung lalaki, of course, in love sa mapapangasawa niya. And then all of a sudden, he visited, okay, yung mapapangasawa niya, yung fiancé niya, na wala pong pasabi, so surprise niya. Then yung pagkabukas ng pinto, nakita niya po yung fiancé niya, walang makeup, you know, gulo-gulo yung buhok, hindi maayos yung damit. Then right there and then, sabi po ng lalaki, we're not gonna push through with the wedding. Dahil po nakita niya yung itsura ng mapapangasawa niya. I don't know if that's true, but you know, somehow it gives us a picture that this kind of rocky soil is really about superficial emotion. It means to say, mababaw po. That is why sabi pong ganun sa scripture, sabi pong ganun sa verse 13, when they hear it, they have no root. they believe for a while, you know, they believe. You know, every time that we're gonna come here and read God's word, grabe, Lord, ito yung pinagpe-pray ko. But when testing comes, when challenges hits us, then all of a sudden, we're gonna go out and then say to God, tell God, Lord, that's enough for me. You know, it is like the rocky soil is like the heart that, you know, parang tinitingnan po natin, paano kung hindi na yung favorite pastor ko nagpipreach? Paano kung wala ng aircon to? Paano kung wala ng keyboard, wala, a cappella na lang po tayo? Are we still enthusiastic? Are we gonna still be excited, worshiping the Lord, studying God's word? Or, because dahil wala nang ganito, you know, na-experience po ba yung na-invite ka sa multi-level marketing? You know, pag may nagsalita, yung ang galing magsalita, grabe, parang gusto ko na lumabas, ayoko nang tapusin to, gusto ko na lumabas, gusto ko na magganap ng benta. Tapos, after a week, after 2 weeks, grabe, ang galing naman ang sinabi niya. Excited ako. Pero ngayon, 2 weeks, wala pa akong benta. Biglang nagda-die down yung desire mo, yung passion mo. You know, parang ganito po yun. Superficial emotion. You know why? Because when, you know, sa totoo lang po, marami pong nagsasabi, ang buhay, pagka ikaw naging Kristiyano ka, gaganda ang buhay mo. Okay? Kaya nga po may kanta, ang buhay ng Kristiyano ay kain tulog lang. Diba? May kanta po, kala po nila, maganda ang buhay, pag naging Kristiyano ka, then all the blessings will just be poured out onto your lap. Pero hindi po ganun, may pagsubok po ang buhay Kristiyano. Hindi po kain tulog lang. But the problem is, when we hear God's word, and we don't have any foundation on it, you know, when testing trial hits us, then all of a sudden, magpapadulas na lang po tayo ng pabaligtad. In English po, backslide. Tagalog, padulas ng pabaligtad. Yun po yung Tagalog ng backslide, padulas ng pabaligtad. Okay? But, you know, this is the superficial emotion. Shallow. Wala pong roots. Kaya po, excited tayo, maybe a week or maybe 2 weeks. Grabe. Natatandaan niyo po ba yung na born again tayo, yung nakakilala po? Yung unang araw, maybe weeks or year, nakakilala po tayo sa Panginoon, sinuko po natin ang buhay natin sa Kanya. Parang feeling mo, pampered na pampered ka. Pag nag-pray ka, grabe, ina-answer ni Lord. Yung bang merong answer, merong, Lord, you know, I'm believing for this. Biglang may mga blessings na dumadating. Pero mga 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, grabe, parang wala na. Then, all of a sudden, may mga tao po na, you know, because, you know, God is not answering my prayers, then, I'm just gonna go and fall away. So, ito po yung rocky soil. Superficial, hindi po malalim. When the devil comes, then mawawala na po yung joy, okay? Then, back to normal, they would do stuff that, you know, before na ginagawa nila, nakakilala sila sa Panginoon, then because of trials and testings, nawala na naman po. So ito po yung rocky soil, okay? Una po, pat soil. We talked about pat soil, you don't have any interest in the Word of God, you just come here every Sunday, and then you wish that, you know, sana matapos na to kasi itong asawa ko, in-invite ako dito, wala naman talaga akong interest dito. Those are pat soil, okay? You have lack of preparation. Then the next is the rocky soil. You know, you receive God's word, you are excited, you are so passionate, you know, enthusiastic, but somehow after a week, maybe a year, then all of a sudden hindi mo na nakayanan yung problema, sumuko ka na at, you know, Lord, diyan ka na, dito na ako, I will do my own ways. And then now, he went on saying the third soil right here in verse 15. But this, I'm sorry, in verse 14, the seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear. I'm sorry, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. So ito naman po yung thorny soil. Ito naman pong thorny soil, you know, they received God's word. You know, they were so excited. They were so passionate, but you know, somehow because of the busyness in life, because of the worries of life, you know, they tend to, you know, not grow. In fact, sabi pong ganun dito, and they do not mature. Okay? Ibig po sabihin, you know, I used to think ito pong rocky soil at saka ito pong thorny soil are just the same. Pero ang kinaibahan po nito, yung rocky soil, tinanggap yung word, pero nawala kay Lord because of shallow, okay, foundation. It, on the other hand, ito pong thorny soil, ito po yung na-receive si Lord, excited, hindi po nag-backslide, kaso ang problema, they are not growing. They are not maturing. In fact, sabi pong ganun sa Matthew, ito po yung same parable din po. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of his life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. So yun po yung version ng Matthew. Making it unfruitful. It means to say, you're not growing. You know, I'm okay. You don't have to tell me to share the word, to share the evangelize. You don't have to tell me to attend victory group. You know, basta ako, alam ko, Kristiyano ako, I follow Jesus, I worship God, I read my Bible, you know, but please don't tell me to attend a victory group. That's not my thing. And please don't tell me to engage and reach out to my friends or speak God's word to them or share or evangelize because that's not my thing. That's why they are not maturing. You know, ito po yung mga, you know, these are, again, I'm not saying that what you have right now is wrong. In fact, some of us, may mga tao po that, you know, they would rather go to, you know, Sunday, dumating yung tita ko, dumating yung nanay at tatay ko, may reunion kaming family, then I'm not gonna attend the Sunday. Kristiyano pa rin naman ako. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. Or maybe probably some of us here are saying, you know, may activity kami, so hindi mo na ako makapag-church ngayon. There's nothing wrong with you having an activity. But what I'm saying is that is really God's word, is really worshiping the Lord, you know, different from any other hobbies that we have or activities that we have. Kasi minsan po, you know, kaya ito nga po eh, kaya nga po meron po tayong services from 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1, 3, 5, 7. Okay? Maybe, you know, some of you can't attend ng 3 o'clock kasi yun nga, may activity kami. Or maybe 1 o'clock. Meron pa po tayong 7 o'clock. So there's no reason for us to go out there and, you know, study and hear the preaching of God's word. Again, I'm not saying it's wrong. We just have to put importance how we grow in terms of our spiritual life. You know, I was asking my wife kanina lang po. I was asking her of from naging na born again ako, naging Kristiyano ako. Okay? Ayoko po sabihin yung year eh kasi malalaman niyo po yung edad ko eh. And anyway, 1998 I got saved. And then, tinanong ko po siya, until now ba, may naaalala ka ba na hindi ako nakapag-attend na Sunday? Then sabi po ng wife ko, I can't remember any Sunday that you did not attend. Even a single Sunday. Pag may sakit ka, then I know, at hindi mo talaga kaya, hindi ka makaka-attend na Sunday. And then I realized that, you know, from February 15, 1998 until now, I never missed a Sunday. Even though I'm not here or sa Victory Metro East or before sa Antipolo, if I'm out of town, if we are out of the country, we will make sure that we're going to find an Every Nation church. Or kung walang Every Nation, we're going to find a Bible-believing church just to attend. Why? Because I always come prepared because I know that God has something for me. You know, my that's my prayer today that, you know, God's truth will not just be another activity or hobby that we have, but, you know, we will put importance. It's like, you know, kaya po, sinasabi po dito, hindi po nag-grow. You know, ito po yung difference ng rocky soil at saka nun thorny soil. Kaya po hindi nag-grow, nireceive niya po yung word, pero hindi nag-grow simply because, you know, he or she is not involving. Maybe in the ministry, you know, maybe ang dami nang tumatawag, you know, pagka mayroon po tayong drive for everyone to be part of a victory group, pagsusulat po tayo, ibang number ang sinusulat natin, yung number ng kapitbahay natin, o kaya kulang-kulang yung number. So, you know, because we are serious about this, that everyone would grow in our spiritual life. But, you know, that is the main difference of the rocky soil and the thorny soil. You know, and, you know, hindi lang po yun ang sinasabi ni Jesus in his parable. In verse 15, sabi niya po dito, but the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. Now, ito pong good soil was actually the exact opposite of the first three soils. So kung yung una po, unprepared, unwelcoming, unwilling, uninterested, then yung pangalawa is na-receive yung word, pero you know, after so many challenges, nag-fall away. And then the next one, ni-receive si Lord, mahal si Jesus, nag-worship, nag-a-attend na service, pero hindi nag-grow. Okay? But this one, sabi pong ganun dito, the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart. Now, what are we trying to accomplish? You know, as we study God's word right here by the grace of God. You know, what are the things that would actually make us ready into hearing God's word? First of all, we could see that there that, you know, we need to have a pure heart. Yung sinabi niya po, with a noble and good heart, we need to have a pure heart. You know, when we come before God, when we listen to God's word, ready po ba tayo? Or, you know, we have so many things in mind. You know, we're telling God, Lord, actually napilitan lang talaga ako ngayon. Or are we expectant that indeed God will speak to us? You know, hindi lang po Sunday, hindi lang po every Sunday, but in your devotional life. You know, hindi po yung sasabihin natin, Lord, sabi kasi, tinuturo kasi sa church namin, dapat daw may devotional life. Oh Lord, bibigyan kita ng 5 minutes, eh. 5 minutes, then I'm gone. Then babasahin po natin yung scripture, then magpe-pray tayo, then Lord, bye-bye. Okay, next, tomorrow, kita. You know, I hope that we will never have that kind of attitude. But every time we commune with God, every time we talk to God, you know, there's eagerness, there's longing. You know, there's always excitement for us to grow. We need to have a pure heart. And also, not just that, it says here also that we need to have, we should not let go. Sabi po dito, who hear the word, those who hear the word and retain it. Ito po yung talagang hindi mo po pakakawalan sa puso mo. Ito po yung talagang dahil nakita mo, Lord, ito yung nagbago ng buhay ko, then I'm gonna retain it, I'm gonna protect it, I'm not gonna let the enemy steal this joy from me. Those who won't let go. And also not just those who won't let go, but at the same time, those who are willing to wait. Sabi po dito, by persevering, produce a crop. You know, when 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, Lord, hindi pa na-answer yung prayer ko, but Lord, I'm not gonna let go, I'm gonna persevere because I know that your word is in my heart. You know, the problem is, we choose to go with the flow in this world, na kapag sinabi po ng mundo, you know, wala na talagang pag-asa, then you need to do your own thing. You need to do stuff that you think works best for you. Huwag mo nang hintayin si Lord. Pero paano po natin pinangahawakan ang salita ng Panginoon? You know, sabi pong ganun sa Hebrews 3:15, if you hear His word, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. You know, kung narinig po natin ang salita ng Panginoon, I hope my prayer really, ito po talaga yung panalangin ko. That hindi lang po tayo yung ipapagwalang bahala lang po natin ang salita ng Panginoon. Hindi rin po tayo yung, tataligod na lang sa Panginoon. But you know, when we hear God's word today, we will cultivate it and we will let it grow in our spiritual, in our hearts. You know, minsan po, nakakalungkot pong isipin. You know, when we are praying for something, maybe we are praying for a business, for a work, then all of a sudden, binigay po ni Lord yung answered prayer, nakakalimutan na po natin ng Panginoon. You know, nawawala na po sa priority. Kasi po, nagiging busy na tayo. Ang dami kong meetings, ang daming opportunities, ang daming open doors, ang daming kliyente na kailangan ko i-meet. Pero yung wala pa po yun, talagang kulang na lang po, lumuhod tayo at umiyak talaga. Pero pag dumating na po, nakakalungkot pong isipin. Nakalimutan na po natin ang Panginoon. Yung iba naman po, nagpe-pray, Lord, kailan ako magka-boyfriend? Kailan ako magka-love life? You know, you're praying, Lord. Yung mga kabatch ko, nasa yearbook namin, lahat sila may apo na, ako hanggang ngayon single pa. Huwag kang mag-alala, elementary, nag-aaral na sa elementary yung mapapangasawa mo. Maghintay ka lang. You know, yung iba po, naghahanap po ng love life. Lord, you know, I need someone who will care for me. Pero pag nagka-love life na po, nagka-puso, wala na, nakalimutan na si Lord. Wala nang Bible, wala nang service, wala nang victory group. Nakalimutan na po. You know, my prayer is that we will never, ever forget that indeed the grace of the Lord is so sufficient in our lives. Kaya po tayo nandito ngayon. And I hope that we will not be stagnant in our spiritual life. Na hindi po tayo yung, okay na ako, Kristiyano ako. Saved naman ako. Pag namatay ako ngayon, sigurado mamimit ko yung Creator ko. Well, praise God. Pero sana po hindi po tayo magtapos sa ganun. Bilang Kristiyano po, katulad na sinabi ko last time, there's a concept and there's a commitment. You know, going to heaven is a concept, but a commitment is different. You know, we need to read God's word, we need to pray. Kaya nga, the goal really of Christianity is that God will be glorified in our lives. You know, according to I think there's a man whose name is Hendrickson, William Hendrickson. The character of the hearer determines the effect of the word upon him. You know, depende po ano po ba yung impact ng word sa buhay natin. Because the way we act, the way we, communicate things, makikita po yun kung paano natin na-receive ang salita ng Panginoon. You know, I'd like to close in John chapter 1. If you, again, would you please turn your Bible with me in John chapter 1, verse 1, and then we're going to jump in verse 12. I'm going to close with this. It says here, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now again, that word is the seed. Ito po yung seed na nilagay po ng Diyos sa mga puso natin. And that word is a person. And his name is Jesus. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God inside your heart. The question is, do you really protect and care that word in your heart? Or you don't just care. You don't just feel like, this is important to me. You know, this matter to me a lot. And then in verse 12, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. The question is, how do you receive God's word in your heart? Are you like the parched soil? Or are you like the rocky soil, the thorny soil, or you are a good soil? How do you receive God's word? Or you would just tell me, Jeff, I like what you're saying today, but please don't bother to tell me that I need to do this and do that. You know, maybe attend a victory group, go through church community class, like what Pastor Rodel was saying. Please don't tell me to go out of my way and open my Bible and talk to my friend and share God's word to him. That's not my thing. It's okay. You're saved. Hindi po mawawala ang kaligtasan natin. But then again, are we growing? Are you growing? Or we're just a Sunday Christian people? After Sunday, I'm gonna go out there and do my thing. Again, it says there that those who receive God's word, He gave the right to become the children of God. Anak po tayo ng Panginoon. Kailangan po nating malaman na, you know, Lord, help me by your grace, not let the enemy steal this joy from me, your word from me. You know, lalabas po tayo nitong place na to. Let's reevaluate. What's keeping you busy today? What's pressuring you today? Or probably the question is, what have you been thinking aside from the word of God, aside from God? Is there any concern? Is there any probably challenges that you are facing right now? Would you be like the good soil that no matter what happens, the word of God is inside my heart. I'm not going to be shaken. I may wait for maybe 2, 3, 5 years, but I'm not going to let go of the word of God. Because here in God's word, there's promise. There's life in the word of God. Would you close your eyes? And I want to speak blessing. I want to pray for some of us here today. You know, this is a safe place. You know, if you feel like, Lord, mahirap mang tanggapin, pero I'm like that person that, you know, somehow I'm cold. Lord, at this season of my life, Lord, medyo nalalamig po ako sa relationship ko sa'yo. In fact, dumarating po ako sa point that I'm not excited to open my Bible, read God's Word, I'm not excited to pray. Even Lord, today, medyo napilitan lang ako because, Lord, I'm going through tough times. You know, would you be honest to God and tell Jesus, Lord, that's me. I don't like this feeling, but Lord, that's me. I want to stand with you in prayer. You know, we are brothers and sisters here. We are all in this together. I want to stand with you in faith and prayer that we will declare that the enemy will never steal that joy in your heart. If that's you, pwede mo bang itaas yung kamay mo? Just being honest to God and tell God, Lord, medyo dumadaan po ako ngayon sa season ko na medyo nalalamig po ako. Would you raise up your hand? I want to pray. I want to pray with you. Just be honest to God. God sees your heart. God knows your heart. All you have to do is just to humble yourself before the Lord and let God heal you and bring back, and let God bring back once again the fire, the passion in your heart. Lord, I lift to you, God, these people. God, I thank you, Jesus, for your word. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you're going to bring back the passion, the love for the word, the passion, Lord God, in prayers, Lord God. Lord, I pray, God, that, Lord, don't let the works of the enemy steal that joy in their hearts, Lord. God, from this day on, I pray, Lord, that they're going to have a new desire, a new longing for your presence, Lord. God, bring back the joy. Bring back the fire. Lord, bring back the enthusiasm, the excitement in their hearts, Lord. That God, they will never be the same again after this. Lord, they are not just inspired, but Lord, they are changed by your word, God. For your word is life, for your word is light. Lord, I speak for blessing, Lord God, to my brothers and sisters right here. Lord, I pray, God, that they will not just be stagnant, Lord, but they will grow, they will be fruitful in their spiritual life, Lord. In the name of Jesus.